should remind you, those of you who haven't, there are some handouts at the back there, so if you haven't availed yourself of those, please do so before you leave. Ruth is a development consultant who has focused on consulting in the international development disaster relief and Australian indigenous sectors. She has experience in addressing shelter provision in Kiribati, Bangladesh, Brazil, Haiti, and the Philippines. Her recent work includes Asian Cities Climate Change Resilience Network in Indonesia and Habitat for Humanity's Urban Resilience Project in Bangladesh. Ruth is currently completing a Master's degree in Development Studies and Culture Change at Macquarie University. So, Ruth,
Thank you very much. Thanks, David.
Do you want this?
Just one minute. Yeah, that's okay. Thank you very much. So this afternoon I'll be presenting on building resilience in urban slum settlements, specifically talking about a project in Dhaka in Bangladesh. So my presentation will take four parts. So firstly, I'll give you an overview of the project in Dhaka. I'll then go into a bit more detail about the project pilot location, specifically highlighting land tenure issues. I'll then describe a community-based resilience framework that we used in the project. And finally, I'll look at how we might apply that framework to communities dealing with land tenure insecurity. So the project, entitled Building Resilience of Urban Slum Settlements, a Multi-Sectoral Approach to Capacity Building. The project ran from 2012 to 2013. The lead agency was Habitat for Humanity Australia, and the implementing agencies were Habitat for Humanity in Bangladesh, as well as their partner organisation, local partner, Participatory Development Action Program, or PDAP. There were two technical partners for the project. Firstly, Arup Consulting International Development Group, based in Sydney and in the UK, and Architects Without Frontiers, who were based in Melbourne out of RMIT. The project was funded by the Australian government, at the time AusAid, as part of their Innovations Fund. So my involvement in the project, well, at the time I was part of Arup's International Development Group, and I specifically contributed to the design and delivery of the resilience framework training component, which I'll talk a bit more about. So firstly, I'll just talk a bit about the project objectives. Habitat for Humanity identified that the complexity of urban systems, which includes issues around land tenure and security, make urban slum interventions a lot more complex and challenging than rural interventions. And Habitat for Humanity is more familiar with the rural context. So they proposed to create a capacity building model which focused on building urban resilience. So the intention was that Habitat for Humanity, as well as its partner organisations, would be better able to plan, design and implement urban slum settlements which built the community's resilience. This objective was delivered via a three-day training course in Dhaka. The training course was divided into two main topics. The first was a community-based resilience framework, designed and delivered by Arup, and the second component was a community-based participatory risk assessment toolkit, and that was designed and delivered by Architects Without Frontiers. Now, further to the training, the participants, or Habitat for Humanity and some partner organisations, were supported in implementing a slum upgrade project in a pilot location. So that brings us to the second and third objectives of the project. That was that the residents in that pilot location would be better able to identify their local vulnerabilities, and the project aimed to improve their living standards in that pilot location. And finally, it was intended that lessons learned be captured and shared, and that the project be refined in the hope of replication in other appropriate locations in the Asia Pacific region. Okay, so I'll now talk a little bit about the project pilot location and specifically land tenure issues. There we go. So broadly, Dhaka is the capital of Bangladesh, a megacity with more than 15 million residents, and an estimated population growth of more than 4% each year. Approximately 4 million people live in slums across Dhaka, and these slums are located on a mix of government as well as privately owned land. Rents are typically paid to local criminals known as mastans. The slums are under constant threat of eviction. A study across the whole of Bangladesh found that between 1999 to 2011, more than 150 slums were evicted, and that they were home to more than 50,000 families.